Your guidelines for your company pretty much come from the Bible.
Right.
And what are some of those guidelines?
Well, I think we want to basically operate our company based on biblical principles. So as we deal with individuals, I think a big part of it would be just to do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I like to talk to our management and our management team about trying to be service-oriented. We want to serve not only our customers, but we want to serve our employees. We are the only $2 billion company out there that would be open only 66 hours a week. There are no companies our size, to my knowledge, that close at 8 o'clock at night. There's only one company that I know of, and that's Chick-fil-A, that closes on Sundays. Yet they're open, I think, over 90 hours a week. We're open 66 hours a week. That is for our people. There has to be a line between the profits, which we need to be able to serve our customers, and families. We want to make sure that we are family-oriented. We want family people to work for us, people that put a high priority on family. So therefore, we ask our managers to work only 5 days a week, and that is unusual in the retail business. This year, April 15th, we came up with a minimum wage for all of our full-time employees of $10 an hour. We pay nobody less than $10, and that's when the minimum wage is at $7.25. We feel like we are responsible for those people God put in our charge. We have 4 full-time chaplains. We're out into the stores talking to the managers. We have 2,000 employees on this campus. So we have 2 chaplains that work with these 2,000 people. We want to care about our people. Every Monday, every manager will receive a small devotion. That comes across their desk. We have put over 2,000 people through the Dave Ramsey course. It tells you how to manage your money, usually tells you to cut up your credit cards. We have people come up and hug us, say, it's the first time in my life that I've had money at the end of the month. We try to take care of our people. We have an angel food program where they can buy about $70 worth of food for about, I think it's $15. We pay the other half. We have a lot of things that we do to care about families. In many cases, we're by ourselves in those things, especially in the numbers of hours that we ask our managers and our people to work.
At this point, October of 2009, how many employees do you have?
We have about 20,000 employees now.
One of the tenets of the Bible is tithing, and your father is a minister receiving goods. He would determine the amount of, say, vegetables?
That's right. What we saw in our parents really stuck, because the Bible talks about tithing of your increase. If my mother and dad received any kind of a gift, whether it's from the members of the church, from their gardens, they would tally that out so that they would actually pay tithes on that. And so that was something that my brothers, sisters, myself really learned from early age. When we picked cotton, if we made a dollar, we'd give a dime of it to the church. And so that's just something that was bred in us, because we felt like that God would reward that. Maybe not as some people think, dollar for dollar. Blessings come in other ways than dollars for dollar. Sometimes it comes in your children know the Lord. Sometimes it comes in your health. It could come in different forms. Blessings come in more than just dollar for dollar, because I always say the dollar is probably one of the least things God can give you in his blessings.